What a wonderful morning this is. When I dream about what a great episode of the Saturday Light Brigade sounds like, it pretty much sounds like what you've heard this morning. If you were with us early, lots of on-air phone calls. We had a lot of kids talking about what they did this past summer. We had some fun games. We had a great youth expression showcase and some great interviews. Just now, I'm excited that our booth is going to be activated at a fair in the park later today. And a group whose name is so much fun to say, I've been saying it all week. It's hard to believe nobody, to my knowledge, nobody ever thought of it until these guys did. And you'll get a chance to get to know them along with me more throughout the next hour, but we're just going to have them start right off with a song. I'll try not to say it too many times, even though it's fun. The Squirrel Hillbillies.
Mama's gonna bargain with the old coupon, try to get more than what that boiling got. Don't trim no fat, pull potatoes from a box. Mama's gonna bargain with the old coupon. Mama's gonna water that gravy down. Got to make enough to go around with 5 miles to feed and Papa in the ground. Mama's gonna water that gravy down. Thank the Lord and sit up straight. Mind your manners and clean your plate. Don't ask for a second saver. Every drop, cause there's nothing more coming from that old cook pot. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Pray to the maker, make the hunger stop. Then ask a little more than what we've got. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot.
Well, thank the Lord and sit up straight. Mind your manners and clean your plate. Don't ask for a second saver. Every drop, cause there's nothing more coming. Nothing more coming, no, no. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Try to get more than what that boiling got. Don't trim no fat, pull potatoes from a box. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot.
Oh, that was delightful. Is that an original?
That one is not an original. That is Made Famous by the Ducks, written by Byrne and McCarthy.
I'm so great song, and I know their music really well.
Yeah,
but that
it's
one,
an old one for them.
That one doesn't ring a bell. So tell me, I need to know. I have less background information than normal. I know you're Gary.
Yes, I am.
And this is...
I'm Jenny.
I shame on me, but
no,
it says Gary here in my notes. And how long have you been playing together?
Well, we started in a folk orchestra about 4 years ago together. That's where we met.
And which folk orchestra?
That is the folk orchestra at the First Unitarian Church, led by Emily Pinkerton, who was just on the show a couple weeks ago.
And is Robert Hamm and still an orchestran? Maybe not.
No,
I know that. I remember the founding of that folk orchestra a long time ago. And I'm trying to think. Dave Herndon was very supportive of it. Mm-hmm. And I actually emceed the first public performance that they did. And is it still...
A thriving group. It's about 25 of us get together every Tuesday night at the church at the corner of Ellsworth and Moorwood. And, yeah.
And you guys met as part of this?
Right. So we were in the group, and there was another couple members, Brian Junker and Jeannie Herbert, and the four of us were kind of the diehards of the group. We couldn't get enough music, so we started to play together as a band, and we were called the New Tourists. And then even after that, Gary and I still said, we need to be playing more music. So we formed a duo, the Squirrel Hill Billies. And now we have all three of those groups in our lives still.
We almost have enough music in our lives.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I can't, I'm curious, I guess, a little bit more about each of your backgrounds. We'll start with you. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Not from Pittsburgh, although my children are Pittsburghers. I moved here in 1993 with my husband. I'm from New York City. And I'll say hello to my folks out there who are jazz musicians in Greenwich Village and listening in streamed through the internet.
Oh, terrific.
And
who are they, do you think?
Paul and Vivian Walls.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Paul and Vivian. Hey, you guys can send us a note if you want, and I'll relay it to them.
They just celebrated their 48th anniversary this week, actually.
Wow.
And so I moved here from California with my husband. He had a postdoc, and I went to grad school, and we've never left. It's been 18 years we've been here.
Well, that's nice to hear. When you first learned you were coming to Pittsburgh because of your husband's education, did you have a...
We were thrilled. We chose Pittsburgh. I will say that we had a choice between Boston and Pittsburgh. And my husband Jim grew up in Erie, his sister Leslie, and my niece Julie are out there watching as well. And so they grew up in Erie, and he was somewhat familiar with Pittsburgh, but we were totally sold when we came to visit. And it was a great move for us.
That's great. And are you from Squirrel Hill now?
We live in Squirrel Hill, yeah.
Excellent. And now let's find out Gary's life story. Gary, take me from, let's say, third grade to now.
Well, in third grade, actually, no.
Tell me about yourself.
I'm from upstate New York originally, but I've been in Pittsburgh for over 30 years, so I do feel like a Pittsburgher. And I've actually been living in Squirrel Hill for 30 years.
And when did you start playing this kind of music?
Well, I started playing guitar in fifth grade. And pretty soon after, I did study classical guitar for a while, but I've been playing folk music and blues and country music for a long time.
Well, you two sound like you've been playing together forever. You really almost sound like a brother and sister, you know, playing, which is a compliment. You know that.
Some people,
when I tell people, they think like a brother and a sister, they don't take that, but.
There is a family thing happening with singers that I've noticed over the years, the Roach sisters.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the harmonies that siblings can achieve are often among the tightest. And it's great to have you here. Now, have you recorded anything yet?
We do not have a CD yet. We do have a lot of originals, and we'll be doing some, in fact, the rest of the show, pretty much, other than at the end, maybe we'll do Emily's song. But we do plan to make a CD in the next year, we're hoping. Of our originals.
Right now we're writing and arranging and rehearsing.
And performing a lot, which including A Fair in the Park. We will be there tomorrow from 10:30 to 11:30 on the main stage there.
Terrific. Well, I'm sure you have probably been to that event before since you've been in town for a long time. But that event and you fit together perfectly.
I have always wanted to play at the Fair in the Park ever since I've moved to Pittsburgh.
It's a great we have a relationship with a Fair in the Park going back to like the mid-70s, so I just can't believe it's been that long. Well, let's do another song. Let's have you do another song.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
Well, this is a song, an original song that we wrote that actually grew out of a tragedy. I lost the engine in my car, and...
Not lost in the typical sense. It went missing.
It got lost. It was missing. And I still don't know where it is.
But, what a prank. That's quite a prank.
I kept complaining or telling this story to Jenny about the engine. I still haven't found it. And she said, quit complaining already. Just write a song about it.
What does any self-respecting blues singer do but write a song about a missing car engine? So that's our next song.
I've heard about an engine missing, like not firing on a cylinder.
You know, exactly. We're talking about physically absent, like... gone.
You'll hear the details in the song, as a matter of fact.
And all the details.
And Bill Ballin came to the rescue and put the new engine in Gary's car.
Bill Ballin, my friend and car mechanic, actually came to the rescue and fixed my car. So here's the song. Now you may think this is funny, you may say it's untrue, but without an engine, my car just won't do. It sits like a sculpture, all quiet and demure, when it wants to be a 70 mile an hour blur. My engine's missing, mislaid, absent, a mystery.
Lost in space, someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee.
Now I've lost lots of money in my daddy's pocket knife, but I never lost an engine in my whole entire life. Was it abducted by an alien race?
Or detained for questions in an undisclosed place?
My engine's missing,
mislaid, absent, a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee.
Now maybe my engine's on a street in New Orleans, being loud, drinking hard, running rough and mean. Anyone dares to suggest a repair, it'll spit a little oil and just vanish in the air. My engine's missing,
mislaid, absent, a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I'm saying. You got brand new pistons waiting for you from California, eh? Some motor down to Memphis, they will fix your pings
and send you home to Pittsburgh to a car again.
My engine's missing,
mislaid, absent, a mystery. Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, my engine's missing,
mislaid, absent, a mystery.
Lost in space someplace between Pittsburgh and Memphis, Tennessee.
That's a good song. You could hear, you got a lot of applause out there from your niece and from Jenny's daughters. And you sound great. Do you have any children, Gary?
Yes, I have two daughters, but they're a little bit bigger than Jenny's. Brennan is 21 and Jasmine is 23.
Are they local?
They are local. One lives in Carnegie and the other one lives in Point Breeze.
Well, and they'd better be listening to Dad's performance.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I could call them now.
That might be a good idea.
And see if they're awake.
They probably are not.
Brennan's probably working.
Brennan's working, that's right.
Jenny, tell me about the ukulele, which is a very unusual. It's got a guitar-shaped body, mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of ukes, but I haven't quite seen one like that.
So yeah, ukes have really made a comeback, and not just in Hawaiian music. Now you see it a lot of pop music. Soul Sister starts out with a ukulele. This is a tenor uke. It's a four-stringed instrument, and mine's got a pickup and a cutaway, so it looks kind of fancy. But it's just a Lanikai, which is a pretty common brand, made in China. Saving up my pennies maybe for a better uke someday. It's such a pleasant instrument to play, and for me, I just find the timbre of it very calming, and it's easy since it's only four strings.
It's easy on the fingers too, right?
Yeah, it's nylon strings, except for my G string here is a wound string because it's a low G. Yeah.
Well, the two instruments sound so good together, the guitar and the not to leave you out, percussive drum that we heard in the last song.
That'll come back on Fat Cat later on, yeah.
Right. You're listening to the Saturday Life Brigade. It's 27 after 11, and the Squirrel Hill Billies are here, who are really fun to listen to and enjoy. Do people sometimes speculate that you're married?
Indeed. My daughter said, you better be prepared for this question.
I make no assumptions ever. And do you know the answer that you give to that question?
Yes, I am not married. We have both been married to other people.
I was going to say, we're married but not to each other.
Exactly. Or only in the musical sense. Sometimes we say that, yeah.
There's a number, and I can't think of... I can't think of them offhand now, but it's not uncommon for two people who are not married who are playing together. But I'll bet you get that question a lot, and it's common. It's 28 minutes now after 11. What do you want to do next?
We do When I'm Gone, which is it's a sung last will and testament.
And where is this song from?
This is ours.
Another original. Yeah. So again, a sung last will and testament. You just can't, you thought it couldn't get more sad than the car with the missing engine. Although a last will and testament could be joyful.
It'll never be as quirky as the last, indeed. Yeah.
Here they are, the Squirrel Hill Billies.
I spill the milk, I spill the beans, I've run every stoplight I've ever seen. I play the wrong chords and I sing out of tune and tell all the punchlines way too soon. When I'm gone, pour beer on my grave, sing me a song about how Jesus saves. Drive my old car into the sea. Just don't forget about me.
Singing off key.
Don't forget about me. Well, I drink too much coffee and keep you awake with stories of nonsense adventures I take. I talk to the trees and I sing to the stars and I dance with the chickens out there in the yard. When I'm gone, pour beer on my grave, sing me a song about how Jesus saves. Drive my old car into the sea. Just don't forget about me.
Talking to trees.
Don't forget about me. Give my guitar to the girl down the street, my coat to anyone cold that you meet. When I'm gone, I won't cry anymore about hunger and greed, anger and war. When I'm gone, pour beer on my grave, sing me a song about how Jesus saves. Drive my old car into the sea.
Sipping your tea.
Don't forget about me.
When you smell patchouli.
Don't forget about me.
The Squirrel Hill Billies. And, gosh, how good you sound. And
you
can see them tomorrow morning at a fair in the park. Jay Hitt is going to be there, too. I noticed I was looking at the schedule. And, I just posted a link to your Facebook page on our Facebook page. So people could learn more about your schedule. Gosh, you've already had two people liking the fact that I did that, Judy and Doug. And that's great. That happened like seconds ago. All this stuff is interesting, isn't it? The way... this whole world comes together. Somebody told me, who said this? Newton Minow. You know who Newton Minow is? Mm-hmm. It's a great tree. Newton Minow, it's a great name, actually, was the first Was he the first? I think he was the first FCC commissioner, but he was a former FCC commissioner. He's the one who coined the phrase the vast wasteland of television. But he made the observation that 30 years ago, all telephones were connected to a house with wires, you know, to a home with wires, and all televisions were wireless, were unfettered. And now all telephones are without wires, and most television sets have a big thick cable coming out of the end. So, you know, all these things keep changing and moving back and forth, and you just got to wonder what's going to happen next, you know. I'm just glad we have this technology that keeps the pictures from coming into your home. We filter all those so you can make your own. Do you have anything coming up after Sunday?
Yes. And actually on Sunday afternoon, we'll be at the Community Heritage Market, which is the new public market at the Pump House.
Great.
At the waterfront. It's a beautiful venue. And then at the end of the month, on September 25th, we'll be at the East End Co-op Harvest Festival. Art Festival. Around 2 o'clock that day, although there's music all day that day. In October at the Squirrel Hills Urban Coalition's Farmers Market, October 6th in the afternoon. And then we'll be back at Calliope Emerging Legends in January.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's the Squirrel Hillbillies is who you're hearing. And they still have, I think, three more songs that they're going to share with us.
This next one we just finished 2 days ago. So we're very excited. We haven't finished arranging it, but we're going to give you a pared down version of it. It's called Insane When We're Apart.
Again, the Squirrel Hillbillies.
When darkness falls, these walls close in on me. The old wood floors tip like a ship at sea. The leaky faucet drips a rhythm from my heart. Seems I go insane when we're apart. The telephone, it moans when you don't call. The clothes you leave behind go traipsing through the hall. The mattress and the pillows turn cold and hard. Seems I go insane when we're apart. Without your hand, I'm out of touch. Without your voice, I don't hear much. Your burning gaze fills my darkest days with light. I hope you bring my senses back tonight. Peer into the mirror, there's a face I never seen. My perfume faintly smells of gasoline. For comfort, I seek solace with a rusty wrecking bar. Seems I go insane when we're apart. Without your hand, I'm out of touch. about your voice. I don't hear much. Your burning gaze fills my darkest days with light. I hope you bring my senses back tonight. I hope you bring my senses back tonight.
That's a nice song. You know, we keep talking about the original songs, and are you writing these together? That's great.
Yeah.
So both of you lyrically and
Gary's definitely more of the accompaniment, and then lyrics together. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. They're really in looking. It took me a minute when looking at the website to figure out. Well, there's two people. Who are these two people? And I sense that you like to really kind of perform as if, I mean, you're a unit,
exactly.
Right?
Okay.
Exactly.
That's it. Exactly right.
Without, I mean, people should figure that out on their very own, too. But I think it becomes pretty apparent
it's
once you get
the... It's much more fun, I think, to make music that way.
I think it gives you... constraints that lead to more creativity, actually, when you combine two heads like that, or can you do that in a larger group?
It's much more challenging. Actually, Emily once in the folk orchestra had us write a song together, the whole folk orchestra.
I could see Emily doing that. She could. Emily could pull it off.
I don't know if she told you, but we call her the fearless leader in our group.
Emily's really something.
And speaking of Emily, we should do. We could. Go right into her song.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Next song.
The Squirrel Hillbillies will be at a fair in the park tomorrow in the morning, and then they've got a lot of nice local grassrootsy community gigs that you heard them mention earlier, including the Squirrel Hill Urban... did I get that
Coalition,
right? Coalition. Thank you. I realized it was Shuck, which
exactly.
is like a nice... a farmer's market event and an East End Food Co-op event coming up too. And you can find that all on their website, which we link to at slbradio.org. I'll mention it later too. Here they are again with something about
an Emily Pinkerton's Bluebird.
Oh, a pretty song. Here they are.
One, two, three. When the bluebird sings his last farewell, and the leaves from the trees have blown, I wish I could cry you to sleep. I wish these tears could be my own. Well, I'm standing here to help on this ride. Shorter, the sky less wide.
When the bluebird sings his last farewell, and the leaves from the trees had blown, I wish I could cry you to sleep. I wish these tears could be my own.
Shores, oh, you cross the sands. Who'll take the burden of his fate from your hands?
When the bluebird sings his last farewell, and the leaves from the trees have blown, I wish I could cry. Tears could be my own.
Mm-hmm.
when the bluebird sings his last farewell and the leaves from the trees have blown, I wish I could cry his sleep. I wish these tears could be my own. I wish these tears could be my own.
Mm. That's nice. What does Emily think of when she hears you do that? Is she giving you feedback?
We actually asked her whether that would be okay with her, and yeah. She said she'd be delighted if we sang her song. And of course, she has such a different style,
oh, yeah.
Beautiful style, and different instruments in her band as well. So hopefully we give it our own flavor. But
her style is also beautiful.
We're yes. So thrilled to have her music and her friendship in our lives. Yeah.
Good morning to Bob in Washington. And also we heard from Craig in Macon, Georgia, both letting us know how much they've been enjoying
Great.
Listening to you this morning, as well as a few other folks who I'm sure are driving right now or listening online or just relaxing as they listen. Are we really down to the last song? Did it go that fast? It really did. I think we have one left, or you have one left. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't bring up?
This last song will... is about some kitty cats who live next door.
Oh,
we know that you're a cat fan, so we thought you might have particularly appreciated it.
Yes. Yes, Ricky's eyes lit up, too.
Tell them about the cats.
I do have some neighbors, and Ani and Emily live with these two cats and their parents.
the Jen, parents of the cats.
Jen and Kevin, parents of the children. And so... every once in a while, when they go out of town, they ask me to come in and kind of look after their cats and feed them. And the first time I did that, Jen actually sent me a list of instructions. And I read through this, and I didn't understand it. And so I called her, and I said, yeah, I'd like to come over and actually take a look at what is going on here. And so when I went over, she showed me, and then she explained, well, we have this fat cat, skinny cat thing going on. And when she said that, I thought, you know, that phrase, fat cat, skinny cat, is such a cool sounding phrase that it could lend itself to a song. And so, Emily and Ani, this is inspired by your cats, but I do need to emphasize yes. that Zoe is not fat. Zoe just has a special dietary need.
She's big, big, big whiskered.
I think Emily would be okay with
Let
that.
Let me... while I have a minute, thank you for being here. It's really, and I already hope we can schedule you to come back. It's really delightful.
It's such a treat for us, Larry, yeah. to be here. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and thanks. And I hope folks will come see you tomorrow. And we need to get your recording soon because I think a lot of people would love to take you home.
So. Great.
Thank you. That's nice.
Here they are, the Squirrel Hill Billies.
Skinny cat eats on the microwave, fat cat eats on the floor. Fat cat eats what skinny cat leaves when the skinny cat eats no more. Skinny cat only likes fresh food, fat cat, he don't care. Skinny cat's always hanging out, and fat cat's hiding somewhere. There's a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see him when the family's not around. Now skinny cat, he gets a kitty treat, but I can't remember when. Fat cat, he gets hairballs, gotta brush him now and then. I read all the instructions, put them in this song. Fat cat, skinny cat, they always sing along. They sing, fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around. Now skinny cats ate a fat cat. Hey, the chickens flew the coop. Time for us to have some fun. Let's go and shoot some hoops. Paint our nails, curl our tails, play some air guitar. Raise the door on the shed out back and drive that nice sports car. There's a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around. Now fat cat say to skinny cat, don't want no trouble, man. Just leave me be and let me eat. There's tuna in that can. Them folks of ours, they're tight, you know, they limit what I get. Now they're gone, I'm gonna feast, so hand me that baguette. Cause we're a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around. There's a fat cat, skinny cat, live just two doors down. I stop in to see them when the family's not around.
The Squirrel Hillbillies, thank you.
We have cleared off the table.